Carl, may I help you?
Hey Carl, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Oh, good man. Just got back from Key West Thursday night. Just
Yeah,
tied up on things. What's
that's
going
wonderful.
on?
Not much, man. Not much. Been busy over here, but I know you said you were going to be out in Key West there for the boat and diving business you had there. Just kind of wanted to touch base here with you back in town and just see how businesses were going and if there were any needs that maybe have come up since then. I know you were pretty busy, so.
No, I'm actually just you're not gonna believe this. I also fly a Life Flight helicopter for Beaumont Hospital here in Detroit. So I do it part time, like in the evening. So I just did a 12-hour shift last night, and I haven't even made it into the office yet. I went home, went to bed. But
Jesus.
you know what, give me a day or two to kind of get a grip on where things are at and everything.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you staying in touch with me and
Yeah, definitely.
kind of see where we go. What kind of interest rates are you guys looking like on this thing? What are you guys?
Yeah, so the offer we sent you, it was for equipment and working capital. Depending on which side of the program there you were looking to move forward on or were interested in would depend on the rate there. The thing with us being a private business bank is we work with businesses of all different sizes, credit ratings, sales, so we don't have like a specific number. It's more based off of there's basically three factors that we look at. It's just your time in business, your credit, and your gross annual sales. Based off those
Okay.
three main factors, we'll basically be able to depict the rate there. Did you know if it was maybe more on the capital or the equipment there? I could give you maybe a ballpark, but that would be.
What I'm thinking about doing is I got two other things. Part of the reason I went to Key West and was to the owner of the it's like a resort marina that I have the dive boat in. And he flew in from Long Island, New York, to meet with me and wanted to know if I was interested in maybe doing a second boat in the marina and stuff. And anyhow, so I talked to him a little bit about that. And the other thing, that's a possibility. But the other thing that I signed all the purchase agreement about 3 weeks ago on buying 28 lots in a subdivision and. All the paperwork, the Greco title work here in Michigan this week. I'm supposed to close on that on those 28 lots this week, and I was thinking about getting back into building some houses too. So I got to do that yet this week. Close on those lots. Like I said, it's a done deal. It's already everything's taken care of. But I just have to get in there and take care of that.
I
But I
see.
was looking maybe for some working capital to throw up a couple. I'm going to build like starter homes. I've done whole condominium developments in the past, but I'm looking to just do some starter homes is what I'm looking
Oh
at.
wow.
Like stuff that first-time home buyers walk up and they're like, they're not overly picky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, of course.
But I know where you're at in San Diego. It's like a first-time starter home there is probably 300,000 or 400,000 here. I can do one for later on 200. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So.
no, it's a whole other ball game out here on the West Coast,
Yeah.
so.
Oh no, it absolutely is. So that might be one of the options. Would be to build some houses. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not
Okay.
exactly what I'm gonna do yet. So.
Yeah, I mean, if working capital is kind of what you're looking for, that's definitely something we can offer there for you. We're usually able to free up, it's right around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So I know you have multiple businesses there, so depending on which business you'd want to take it out of, based off of basically with the working cap, it's more based off gross annual sales. So whatever 10 to 15% of whatever you did last year was right around in the ballpark of what we could free up for you. It's
Okay.
unsecured cash, so you can basically use it however you see fit. It's unsecured, there's no collateral you have to put up or anything like that or down payment. And basically, we don't do an interest rate. It's just a payback amount, so it's a fixed amount. You'll know exactly how much you'll owe, and then just based off of however long the term you choose, you just divvy it up by those months, and that's how you would pay it back. We do offer payback discounts too if you pay back early, as opposed to most banks that are going to penalize you, which still doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But yeah, there's a lot of benefits there once you are in the system. Basically have proven your risk level is low. You can get basically options there to refinance more capital as well. It just kind of gets better once you're in the system and you get the ball rolling. But I'll give you a few days there. I know you just got back from the trip. You got a few things you got to figure out. I can maybe touch base with you. Would maybe like Thursday work for you, Carl?
Yeah, towards the end of the week would be great. All right.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you a few days to kind of look over that, maybe come up with any game plan you might have. And like I said, too, about the approval, it's just the three things that we look at. It's just a one-page app, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. Once that's in, I get it to underwriting. I get you an answer in 24 hours. And then the offer is good for 90 days. So if you're still trying to play around with these projects and get it lined up, you'll at least kind of know what you have in the back pocket there.
All right. Sounds awesome, man.
All right, Carl. I'll touch base with you here later on this week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
That's fine.